7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. There, I got it. See, I'm a drummer. Do you notice that? I just kind of locked right into that time. Doors down, then all of a sudden it picks up again. I just want to show everybody my talents.
Truly amazing.
Isn't it amazing? Folks, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean, and it is Monday, August 27th, 2012. It's 82 degrees in the state of Minnesota here. It's beautiful out. Maybe a little bit hotter than that. I don't know. But it's really nice. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, it's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook and you're active, please jump on with me. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. That's double E. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, I know what everybody's waiting for right now. Because I usually say this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. But as promised, one of our friends and one of our listeners sent a little video of her little girl saying, guess what? Go ahead and play it, Carrie.
It's a terrible place to be when someone else is bringing in somebody else's head.
That's so cute.
Do it again.
It's a terrible place to be when someone else is bringing in somebody else's head.
Okay, so I'm withholding the name out of the respect for the mother. And just for public reasons, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It is. And we're beginning to understand this on a nationwide basis as the days go on. But we just want to thank that little girl for being such an adamant listener, so much so as to get involved as to what's taking place in her country. And by the way, honey, that's why we fight, is because we want to make sure that you have a future. Because Dietrich Bonhoeffer was right when he said, we know how good of a job we've done by what we've left our posterity. And that's what we're fighting for right now. And outside of that, friends, what I want to do is I want to bring on Dean. He's one of our street team members who's out at the Minnesota State Fair today. How's it going out there, Dean? Hey, Dean, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Is there a lot of people out at the Minnesota State Fair?
Oh, yeah. Crowds, crowds as far as the eye can see.
Is that right? Now, I got a question for you, Dean. What has been the response of the You Can Run booth out there, which is an arm of Sons of Liberty Friends?
Well, honestly, in my time here, we have not gotten as many critics and haters as I would have expected.
Oh, no, I wasn't asking for critics and haters. See, folks, this is what the teams are so used to, is the pushback and the opposition, because we're standing for who we are as an American people, not as a socialist, communistic nation such as Russia. So what we're dealing with on there, out there on the streets, for the most part, friends, is the opposition, for those that don't like what's the word? They don't like who we are. They don't like the fact that we're a republic. They don't like the fact that we're Americans. They don't like the fact that we are a Christian nation. That's the kickback that Dean's always talking about. So outside of that, what are some of the good reports? You tracking a lot of people, giving people Ten Commandments?
Oh, yeah, giving tracks to as many people as will stop and look at them, you know. It's sometimes difficult because people are, you know, they don't know you, they're in a hurry, they know where they want to go.
Yep.
But if you can get them to stop and look at our gospel tracks, you know, they're usually pretty amazed at the optical illusion. You get the tracks in their hands.
Right. Dean, can I ask you a question, friend? Can I ask you something?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have any coffee this morning? Did you have any caffeine?
I have not had caffeine in a while.
Really? Okay, what I suggest you do is just go down the street. I know that you're on the corner of where?
Dan Patrick.
Yeah, and Cooper. What? Okay, and Cooper. And there's a big coffee booth. Grab a big, tall glass of coffee, and then give me a call when you get done, and we'll take it from there. How's that sound?
am I that lifeless?
Oh, my goodness. My goodness, dude. I mean, it's like trying to kick a dead horse right now, Dean. That's why I'm asking. Oh, did someone not get their caffeine this morning or what?
Let me get the motor running.
Redeem yourself. You got 30 seconds.
Well, I tell you, we've had some really great witnessing encounters. I just talked to a woman today, a Christian woman, who also does a ministry where she's out giving Bibles to kids, leading kids to the Lord out by the schoolhouse, and she's very excited about that. The other day, we had a long conversation. Me and one of the other guys had a long conversation with two young homosexual men.
Yep.
And I was impressed. These young men were very civil. I mean, they very disagree with our point of view, and we disagree with theirs, but we were able to have just a really pleasant conversation. We were able to share things of the Lord with them. We were able to explain to them, look, you know, I disapprove of the lifestyle, but I don't hate you personally.
Yep.
And I think they understood that. So that I was just... That made me really happy, that conversation.
Cool. Now, for you to have a civil conversation with some homosexuals like that is rare as hen's teeth.
In my experience, it's rare.
That's right. Just let me give you a little inside point here, Dean, is hens don't have teeth. And that's kind of my point. It just doesn't happen. And so I'm totally having fun with you, Dean. Dean's one of my favorites, by the way. Did you know that, Dean? You're one of my favorites.
I am, huh?
Yeah, you are, because you're a civil, level-headed individual, and I think you're a good guy.
Oh, you flatter me.
I think we're hugging folks right now. We're spiritually hugging. But anyways, Dean, I just want to thank you for your time. I got to take a quick break here. We got Dean out at the Minnesota State Fair. If you're in the state of Minnesota, go check out our booth. Where is it, Heather?
On the corner of Dan Patch Avenue and Cooper Street.
Okay, now when we come back after this break, friends, I'm going to bring Heather back up, and she's going to tell you as to what she witnessed. It's pretty crazy stuff, and it has to do with traditional marriage. You know what? The people that are for traditional marriage, they ran out of T-shirts. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I want to say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to give us a call, that's the number. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I have Heather with us right now. She's one of the producers of the show. She's the one that throws up information all the time on the board. So she, actually, you make me look good. You make me sound smarter than I really am.
The computers do.
Yeah, that's right. We got to have the right information for the right times, right? Well, anybody that's in radio, they're doing the same thing. And it works. And that's how we get proper information to the people. The difference is we go to different outsources.
Yes.
Truthful outsources.
That's right.
Not people's opinions.
We don't have a brain in somebody else's head.
Yeah, one of the things that Dean brought up, what was interesting to me, is he said, you know what, we agreed to disagree. Folks, let me tell you something. There's no such thing. Because if God said it, that settles it. There's no debate. Debate is disobedience to God's commandments. It's okay for us to have different opinions as long as we're rooted in the same principles. And the thing is when you disagree to agree or agree to disagree, that's baloney. No, that's diplomacy. And Ben Franklin was right when he said diplomacy is seduction in another guise. They want it their way, and the truth wants it their way. Let me say this. William Cullen Bryant was right when he said truth crushed to the earth will rise again. You can't move the truth.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
The truth will always be established because the law in the spirit is perpetual. It's always at work. That's why evil is always being uncovered. Because the Lord said there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. He's always uncovering the evil. That's what the light does. That's what the Spirit of Christ does. And that's who the Holy Ghost works with. So when you're hearing about two homosexuals that say, well, I just don't agree. Well, then what are they so offended by the truth for then?
Mm-hmm.
They know it's truth. Because they're offended only exemplifies that their conscience is at work. And conscience is with knowledge. They have a knowledge that common sense says, I have a dad and a mom.
Mm-hmm.
Me being with another man with another man, just doesn't make any sense. And they know it.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they walk around with a whore's forehead because they're not ashamed of their sin. But in most cases, when you're dealing with the homosexuals, they're angry with you because they are ashamed of their lifestyle. They're subverted and condemned of self. Mm-hmm. Now, to say all that, to say this. You were at the state fair yesterday, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
You were working the booth.
Yes.
What did you observe?
It was awesome.
Okay.
There was way more overwhelmingly, we saw people actually walking around with these green T-shirts that said, vote yes for marriage between a man and a woman, because in Minnesota, that amendment is coming up. Yeah. And so there's a booth at the state fair that's the vote yes, and then they have a vote no booth. Well, the vote no booth already broke the rules of the state fair, because they're not supposed to have stickers, and they have stickers anyway.
Sure, they're not ruled by the law.
Exactly.
Of course, yeah.
But the vote yes people have T-shirts and they have bracelets. And on the 3.5 days, not even making it fully into the fourth day, they are out of their T-shirts already, because yeah. So many people. And for instance, at about 3 o'clock yesterday when I was there and I was ending my shift, one of our team members was wearing one of the vote yes T-shirts while he was at our booth. In about 15 minutes, he had 8 people come up to him and say, where did you get that T-shirt? I want to get one. They said they're out and things like that.
Now,
they're wondering if we were
getting
it. Can
I interject something?
Yep.
What does the state have to do with marriage?
Nothing.
So why do we have T-shirts out there saying vote yes and vote no? It shows you that the state is already crossing lines between church and state. That is proper, friends. What the state is doing is illegal. See how when it works for the state, they'll go ahead and trample the Constitution? Mm-hmm. What about lines between church and state and public schools? No, we have every right in the world to go in there and do what we want to do constitutionally, mm-hmm. and to show them our Judeo-Christian heritage, right? Well, the ACLU comes in unlawfully, and they begin to attack anybody that talks about the things of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, mm-hmm. unlawfully. The American people are so backwards now that they think it's normal for the state to intrude in the church's business. That's unlawful and it's illegal. Let me give you a point, case in point. Thomas Jefferson, before he was the president, he encouraged Christian activity. Right? He encouraged Christian activity in all of governmental affairs. When he became the president, he said he would have nothing to do with it because he didn't have the right to do it anymore. He couldn't enforce those Christian principles anymore because he was only there to enforce the laws that have been established through the Republic, which are based on the Mosaic Institution, which is founded upon common law, which is the bedrock, the Declaration of Independence. He understood the proper function of lines between church and state.
Isn't that why adultery is on the books?
That's
and
right.
Sodomy used to be illegal and still is according to God's law in all the states. Those laws were all in the books in the foundation of our country because the judges said the Bible says this, therefore we're upholding it.
Psalm 2. That's exactly right. And anybody in government knows that, especially when they swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States, so help me God. They already understand that. But it shows you how far backwards in the state of Minnesota, for example, because that's what we're talking about, lines between church and state, the state has no business. In marriage, that's the church's business. What are they doing interfering with the church's business? I'll tell you why. Because the church isn't doing their job. They've relinquished it to the state.
Mm-hmm.
Now the American people think it's normal for the state to intrude. Well, then let me ask you something. If it's normal, then why do they say it's crossing lines between church and state when it doesn't work for them? But when it does work for them, then they say, no, it's okay for us to do this. Then they agree with what the intent is when they say lines between church and state. It shows you how backwards they are. Did you guys understand that?
Yeah, that's
why. Did I lose you guys on Thomas Jefferson? For example, Thomas Jefferson, when he was the president of the United States, he made mandatory 2 books in public schools, Watts, Hymnals, and the Bible. Okay? He wasn't just the president of the United States, but he was also president of public schools.
The Washington, D.C. school.
That's exactly right. He was within the confines of the laws of our republic by mandating those, by enforcing those, by requesting those, I should say.
He said those were the 2 books he preferred above all the other books.
That's right.
Yep.
And they should be there. Okay. But let's say, for example, someone within government wanted to change marriage between a man and a man back then, you would have been shouted. You would have been impeached the first day. But this shows you how far the American people have fallen, that they have vote yes and vote no T-shirts.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
And I think it's shameful and it's ignorance on the behalf of the people that are wearing those T-shirts in the first place. And here again, you have the homosexual radicals outdoing themselves, because you know as well as I do, they're going to get voted down. And I'm glad they've done it, but I'm just sad that people are so foolish as to believe that it's lawful as to what the state is doing right now. By having it on a ballot. It is no business of theirs to have marriage on a ballot. It's their job to enforce the laws that are in the books. Not to legislate morality, my friends. That comes from God. God is the decision maker there. OK, okay? Because the church relinquishes their authority on marriage, the church comes in and does what they do. Or I'm sorry, the state comes in and they do what they do. Because of the church's lack of accountability and responsibility, not only to God, but before man and the people. So that's where we're at.
Can I bring up an interesting point, too?
You may.
That when you're talking about how for example, you said it's common sense that marriage is between a man and a woman the way God ordained it.
God said.
Do you notice that I have to say, there's nothing wrong with homosexuality. It's like, why would you have to say there's nothing wrong with it if there was nothing wrong with it? You don't walk around
conscience.
Saying, there's nothing wrong with brushing my teeth or eating food. That's common sense.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting also that they're the ones decrying the fact that they're the victims?
Yeah.
Yet they're the ones trying to throw their perversion on everybody. And if people don't accept it, then they're called the haters.
Yeah, that's why they're vandalizing signs and sending death threats. And
yeah, and handing out stickers at a state fair that they're not supposed to be handing out. Yeah, but it's nothing new under the sun. And you're seeing that the wicked are exalted or the wicked are on every side when wicked men are exalted.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you're seeing. They're being encouraged right now.
Mm-hmm.
And to be quite honest with them, I'd be afraid if I was them. Due to the fact that their little run with their wicked is coming to an end. So we'll see what happens as we go on in the days forward here. Now, folks, when I come back, what I'm going to do is I am going to, thank you, Heather. What we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about state-run media. I'm going to give you a little knowledge as to what's up with that. Maybe a little bit of a reminder to some of you that haven't heard this before, but it's great stuff. And then what I want to do is talk about education this week. And I want to talk about Muslim indoctrination into public schools. This is some crazy stuff, friends. Crazy, crazy stuff. But before I get to those two topics, I'd like to go back to my intro. I had to jump on with Dean really quick out at the Minnesota State Fair. And by the way, if you'd like to check out that website, again, it's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to go to the button SOL Media, you can also go ahead and click on there. And what you'll see today is price tag $500,000, Baltimore schools under fire for wild spending spree. You ready for this? Baltimore schools under fire for wild spending spree. I know you're ready for this, right? That includes a trip to Hooters. Folks, I have gone over this I don't know how many times with what's going on in public schools. You have no business having your kids there. None. Nada. Zero. And I'll tell you why, and I'm not saying that you need to pull your kids out and that's the safe thing to do. Well, let me say it this way. If your kids are rooted and grounded in the truth, keep them there. But to bring about change in a public school, not to be inundated or influenced by the public school. Because I've been through the topics as to what they're teaching in public schools. It's out of hand. It's out of control. And folks, these are the grown-ups that are having their little wild spending sprees that include a trip to Hooters. If you'd like to check that out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, go to the SOL Media bottom, and click Media, SOL Media, click that button, and you will check it out on the bottom of the page. Also, if you'd like to be a part of our Facebook, go to the Sons of Liberty on Facebook, the Sons of Liberty, and we'll be right back, and we'll hit this state-run media right when we get back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We have Bradley Dean here. Now, friends, what I want to talk about really quick is the state-run media. Because today's state-run media gives us knowledge of what is going on in America and around the world, and of course, with their socialist agendas behind the reporting, attempting to bully anyone who's literally attempting to bully anyone who stands against it into submission. In other words, if you don't agree with them, they will topple you. They will attempt to crush you. Although the media has a damaging 21% approval rating, in other words, for the most part, most people don't believe them. That's according to a recent Gallup poll. Who the people were that they took that poll from, I have no idea, because I don't even believe it's 21%. It's been said by Ralph Waldo Emerson, democracy has a government of bullies tempered by editors. In other words, democracy becomes a government of bullies tempered by editors. The government, when they change the law to policy, they use the media to bully anyone or everyone into submission as to what they're throwing on you. And by the way, America is a republic ruled by law, not through the media's contrived mobocracy. So let me pull the curtain back on the media so you can see who's doing the reporting. In 1917, Rep. Oscar Calloway entered a disturbing statement into the Congressional Record. Folks, I said 1917. J.P. Morgan, a banker and a steel tycoon, hired 12 high-ranking news managers and editors and asked them to determine the most influential newspapers in America. He wanted to control the policy, not the law, of the daily press of the United States. And by the way, that policy being whatever they wanted it to be, they created it. Because it wasn't in accordance with the laws of the land. The 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase 25 of the greatest newspapers, so an agreement was reached. The policy of the papers was bought, and an editor of their choice was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. And again, keep in mind, it was their policy. In a nutshell, what are they doing? The news media is being controlled by very few people throughout the major networks in the United States and worldwide. Because what they're simply trying to do is they are trying to rearrange reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. Folks, you also need to understand that policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Remember what Charles D. Montesquieu said? He said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Well, what happens if the law gets in the way? They come up with something called policy. And you're hearing policy, policy, policy all the time. That famous saying that I continuously shoot from the housetops over here to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting throughout 53 countries. If you won't listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000 policies. Man's 10,000 ungodly policies. Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, two media scholars, interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers, and here's what they found out. 47% of those that report the news in this country believe that cheating on mom and dad or mom and dad cheating on each other is okay. Folks, it's against the law, according to the laws of your republic. 76% of those who report the news see nothing wrong with homosexuality. God calls it an abomination in several places, friends. Common sense tells you the same thing. Up until 1961, it was considered illegal in every state in our union. If you were caught in the act of sodomy in Rhode Island, you'd go to prison for up to 20 years. All the way up until 1973, homosexuality was considered a mental illness. Now, if you don't accept it, it's called hate. 90% of those who write your papers in this country believe there's nothing wrong with aborting a baby. Well, for those that don't believe there's anything wrong with aborting a baby, it's a good thing that mommy agreed with God to preserve your life, wasn't it? 86% of those that write your papers or broadcast through the state-run media and their outsources and their resources, 86% never attend church or seldom attend church. And for the most part, I don't blame them. But let me tell you something. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. Now what's your excuse? You don't have one. You have a Bible too, friends. Richard Salent, former president of CBS News, said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. That's pretty arrogant, isn't it? Walter Cronkite, former CBS News anchor, said, news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. You think? Herman Dismore, foreign editor of the New York Times, said the New York Times is on purpose deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view. Richard Cohen, senior producer for CBS, said, this is my favorite, he said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Can I take you out in left field for a second, friends? Because I thought this was rather interesting. Just this week, someone shot this out over to me on my Facebook, and I talked quite a bit about, I'm looking for that quote, hang on a second here. Oh, here it is right here. About how the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, is not about Department of Homeland Security. It's about controlling you, America. It's about calling you the terrorists. It's about you being subject to a police state. And I said just last week, I said, isn't it interesting that if you believe the right to bear arms and you have a gun, that you're a suspect, a terrorist to the DHS. Isn't that interesting, folks? That's the DHS is labeling you a possible terrorist for obeying the Bill of Rights. So who's disobeying the law? The DHS is. So who's the criminal? The DHS is. If you're a pro-lifer, in other words, you believe you need to preserve life and protect life, well, you're a suspect as a terrorist to the DHS. Well, I just found this out recently, and I thought it was great information. Call me slow, if you will, but Henry the pedophile Kissinger said, what we in America call terrorists are really groups of people who reject the international system, the UN agenda. So the question, friends, I have for you is, what was 9/11 all about? How come the Muslims are no longer the terrorists? Now the American people are the terrorists. I'll say it again. The pedophile Henry Kissinger said, what we in America call terrorists are really groups of people who reject the international system. Let's put it into perspective, okay? Come on, he said it, I didn't say it. He said it, I didn't say it. What's going on in your country, friends? What is this administration trying to implement? They call you haters now, but they're sooner or later going to start calling you terrorists for not agreeing with them. And by the way, that's exactly what they're pushing for. Remember again, Richard Cohen, senior producer for CBS, said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Folks, it's time to turn the television off. You have two options, stand for truth and demand justice, or become the victims of your own undoing and be trodden under the foot of oppression by tolerating this ideology, namely of those who report the news. And I hope my radio listeners have enough sense not to get caught up in this charade being played between Obama and Romney. And I've shared this with you before too, friends. It's a joke. It's a game. It's WWF at its finest. And you have Fox News, these major networks going right hook, line, and sinker as to the game that they're being played. Folks, they're the ones being played. The networks are. I mean, there was a game that we used to play in school as little kids, first and second grade. You'd play phone, and you'd have like 10 people in a circle, and one person would say to the first person on the left, it would make a statement, and what would happen is it'd go through all the 10 people, and it'd come back to the person and say, okay, what did I say? And it would be completely... it wouldn't be anything in any sense of the word as to what he started out saying. And it came back as gossip. Folks, listen to these grown-ups on these networks. Obama said this. Romney said this. Romney said that. Obama said that. And Obama said that. And Romney said that. These are adults acting like first and second graders. Not a one of them is invoking or inciting the Constitution of the United States. Not one of them is inciting the Word of God. Not one of them is bringing us back to who we are and what it is that we are founded upon. There is no difference between Romney and Obama, folks. None. And by the way, I didn't say that neither. But the networks got you all caught up into giving millions of dollars for your favorite candidate. You absolute fools if you're doing such a foolish thing. Now, I'm not advocating for anybody here but the truth. But can I ask you something? Why is Ron Paul out in left field? Why did the Republicans and the Democrats ostracize Ron Paul? That should tell you right there as to what I'm saying is exactly right on the money. They ostracize those that they don't agree with, which only shows us, the American people, and to those with a bit of common sense, that they're two sides of the same coin. There is no difference, Romney said. Actually, I should say his campaign manager said that when fall comes around. Now, folks, as he's established as the Republican candidate for the President of the United States, guess what? They're going to push the reset button. They're going to start showing you their real colors, aren't they? By the way, who reported all this to you? Who gave this all over to you, America? The media. The state-run media. And what is the results? You're going to have the same exact results. Exact results on both sides. Two sides of the same coin. No difference. None whatsoever. Obamacare, Romney started it. I can go down the whole list. Pro-abortion, Romney is totally. Anti-gun, so is Romney. He just switched over up until fall time. So let's see how he pushes the reset button, because tomorrow, or after Thursday, folks, you're going to find out that what I've been telling you has been the truth the whole time. Be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
As distrustful, as nihilistic as my generation is, we do want heroes. And it just seems like God's given up on us. But to know that there is a real person that goes into the schools that will take on everything that the secular world will throw at him and keep coming back because he cares, that sounds like a hero to me.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
People are simply tired of the shenanigans and the charades that the left and the right have been playing. And here's another thing for you, friends. Can you, for the life of me, tell me why Romney validates Obama? Obama? Yeah, he is Obama. Obama Nation. Why would you even refer back to the president of these United States and validate him? Why would you validate him, Romney? Because you want to keep the game going because you know it's as falsified as Obama being in the White House. As you being in the White House. There is no difference, friends. Listen, all truth passes through three stages. First, it's ridiculed. Go ahead, ridicule me. But at the end of the day, you're going to say, you know what? He was right. I know I'm right. Because the Bible's right. Secondly, it is violently opposed. Oh, yeah, we see that all over the place. I know. Hey, let's go back to the homosexual agenda. I warned them people time and time again because love warns, they take it as hate. They call it hate because they don't want to hear the truth or apply it to themselves. It's violently opposed. Thirdly, it is accepted as being self-evident. The end of the day, friends, you're going to turn back and you're going to say, you know what, Bradley with the Sons of Liberty was right. I know I'm right. Matter of fact, I tell you a lot of the topics that come up 3 weeks, a year, 2 years before they even come to the light. And by the way, I'm not conjuring it up on my own, folks. I said last week, that's why this is a prophetic ministry. You take it how you want to take it. But don't tell me I didn't tell you. Because God is always right. As a matter of fact, how many millions of people have to die because they want to try it their own way? They want to throw off God. Then millions of people die because they want to try it their own way. And then guess what they come back to? they come back to God, don't they? They always come back to what they knew they shouldn't have left in the first place. Oh, if man would learn one thing, don't depart from God, I'll tell you what, it'd save us a lot of pain and hardships. And life. Big time. This whole charade going on between Obama and Romney, it's just so offends me, friends, that people are so stupefied to get caught up in between. What did Romney say? What did Obama say? What did Romney say? What did Obama say? They're saying the same things. And again, let me remind you, these are grown-ups, friends. To the state-run media, they're grown-ups. Acting like a bunch of kids playing phone in first and second grade. Folks, I quit the kindergarten because they had recess. Did you know that? I don't play. I thought I would. I had to throw that in there. Folks, what you're dealing with is two socialists. Let me tell you why. The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adapt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened. Thank you. That's exactly right. That is exactly where we're at today. Dave, yeah, Bradley, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got to take your phone call, because if I didn't, then I wouldn't be sympathetic with my callers. I'm sorry for that. Go ahead with your question and your comment.
Well, I just wanted to say a lot of the times we look back at history, and as we look back in history, we say, man, how foolish were those people to allow those things to happen? And we're sitting at this point in time on a very important decision that America has to make, you know, everybody, every American.
Yeah.
And one day we're going to sit back and go, how foolish were we to think that we were going to get away with walking away from God and not doing what he told us to do to begin?
You know, just let's go back in history just a little bit, because you're right on. 80 million people that were in the times of Hitler are embarrassed. As a matter of fact, Germany's still embarrassed. As a matter of fact, Hitler, when he came to power, everybody laughed at him. And it wasn't so funny when he took over, was it? So the joke was on 80 million people. They were embarrassed for Hitler. Let's go to the present day in America. How many of the American people's kids have died in foreign wars? And they were unconstitutional, ungodly, unlawful wars. But if they would have obeyed God in the first place, their kid would have never had to go to war, because their Congress would obey God. But people don't think that far. They don't think things through. And so here we are today trying to figure out what we need to do. Well, folks, history is repeating itself. Because for the most part, the American people, through the state-run media, I shouldn't say that for the most part, because I believe there's a strong underlying tone going through America right now that they have had enough and enough and enough of the charades that I'm talking about right now as to what's going on in their country. But here you have the state-run media setting the stage again, trying to, as a matter of fact, you tell me where the Republicans are talking about moral issues of the day. You have economic problems, friends, because of moral issues. They don't obey God. They steal. They lie. They covet. Right? And you want to talk about economy? But the only thing you're doing is just changing tyrants for tyrants. And both sides of the fence, neither side want to talk about moral issues. Why? Because neither side wants to obey God. And yet these are the people that you are submitting to become your servants. They know that they're not going to be your servants as long as you don't obey God. They don't work for you as long as you don't obey God. And the reason we obey God, just so I can put this into perspective, is because we love God for what he did through his son, Jesus Christ, by redeeming us back to himself through the blood of his son. Boy, I'll tell you what, every person in America needs to go to Arlington Cemetery in the natural. And meet me there and let me preach to you spiritual things so you can understand. And I'll tell you what, once we get to the heart by the Holy Ghost, you'll completely understand that this is nothing but a bunch of charades going on in your country. And it is. I was going to talk about Muslim indoctrination into public schools, and of course my time is running short. I have 4 minutes left. I will talk about that tomorrow. If you're mad at me, I'm truly sorry. I'm a long-winded individual, and about the time I get warmed up, guess what? It's time to close the show for the day. But interestingly enough, speaking of Muslims, I'll talk about Muslim indoctrination into public schools. This is going to blow you away. It should come as no surprise as to what we see in the White House. Celebrating Ramadan, shunning the church at every turn. It should come as no surprise. But in saying all that to say this, a couple weeks ago I called Keith Ellison, the first Muslim to be sworn in. How that happened, I don't know. Into the state of Minnesota here. He's a part of the government clan. And he had said some things about me on the Beast. I think it's called the Daily Beast. It's a national network. And him and another reporter kind of capped on me. And, of course, they didn't talk to me. Just keep in mind, they didn't bother asking me any questions. They just reported their story. Michelle Bloomberg, what's her name? Michelle Bloomberg, is that her name? Yeah, Michelle Bloomberg from Newsweek called and asked to do a report with me. And I said, at one point, I said, no, I have no time for you because you already got your story written anyways. I declined her. The next day, she put out her article. And I said, I told you so. Now, I declined her for the very purpose that they're propagandists. That's all they are. But anyways, back to Keith Ellison, speaking of Muslims. Last week, I was in California, and I got a phone call. I believe it was on the Friday or the Thursday that we left for California. And it was his assistant saying, Keith wants me to, you know, get in touch with you. And by the way, I appreciate this very much. And she said, can he get on the show with you on such and such a time? I said, I'm going to be in California next week. So we did get Keith Ellison to call us back. Now, what's interesting about this, I said, he's going to have to get on the air with me after California because I have no accessibility to the phone lines in California. So we just got a phone call back and saying that he'll call in whenever he gets time. No, friends. And then he also stated through his assistant that he'll call in between a 15-minute time period. For example, 2:15 to 2:30. Folks, I've been on radio for 12 to 13 years now. I've never had anybody ask me that. Well, is he afraid that he might get pinned down with a phone call? When you respond to a phone call on the radio, you set a time. There's a schedule to be on the radio with. I don't care who you're talking to. Here's my fleece. I want Keith Ellison on the radio program for 1.5 hour. I'll be civil, but I'm going to hit the topics. And to all you little ground feeders, to all you little bloggers, as you call yourself, tell Keith Ellison that I want him on the air for at least a half an hour. At least a half an hour on a set time, because I can't do radio any other way, because I only have 1 hour. So I hope you can understand that. But we'll ask some real questions, and I want him to share with the American people as to how he got into the position that he got into due to the fact that he swore in on a Quran. That number is 1-877-807-9977. I want him on the radio show for 1.5 hour. Aside of that, tomorrow we're going to be talking about Muslim indoctrination into public schools. Friends, you got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I love you by what I do. 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.